Twins in town, and there is good news for our hometown team. Twins taking on the Royals from Kansas City this weekend. 7:10, first pitch tonight. And the best news for Twins fans, I think, as we welcome in Dan Hayes from The Athletic, is that Carlos Correa is back, Dan.
Yeah, great news. And symptom-free. And, you know, that's... A couple days ago, that wasn't the case. So, you know, their big series, obviously, that they're starting after the abbreviated, messy, rain, slogged, whatever that, whatever you want to call that was.
It was a goofy,
Cleveland.
Yes. Terrible rainy weather, long delays. What's with the long delays? What do you think's going on there?
Unfortunate timing. You know, it's funny because across the river, they've had 13 rainouts this season. When we were in Cleveland and we got through with those delays, those couple days, they got rained out like, you know, minor league plays six games a week, Tuesday through Sunday. And they got rained out like three or four times in Columbus while we were, you know, sneaking through. So it's just been weird weather. It's everywhere. It's happening everywhere. But the Twins have had, I think, nine games now impacted by rain. So, enough, uncle. And it's funny because, you know, this weekend looks pretty good.
Right.
And I'm not in town. I'm pretty sure I'm the rain king.
That might be it. Well, stay away. Stay away. I mean, think of what would happen tonight if we have massive rain, because there are a lot of people who have worked so hard to get the Princess Leia kind of hairdo down.
Oh, man. Oh, it could be messy.
It is Star Wars night.
Oh, think about, you know, those things, you know, a lot of those Chewbacca costumes already get drenched with sweat, and rain, that would probably smell like wet dog. That would not be good.
Horrible. So. There is an aroma, for sure. If you smell something coming from the area of Target Field, it is, without a doubt, the Chewbacca costume people. They must be stopped. They must be stopped. There is a Carlos... Isn't there a Carlos bobblehead?
Where he's dressed as a Jedi.
Dressed as a Jedi.
Yeah. Yes.
So is that...
He's a huge Star Wars fan. I mean, he is a... Like, his kids are named Kylo and Kenzo. So, like, gives you an idea how much he loves Star Wars. So, he is... it's fitting that he gets the bobblehead tonight. And
that's cool.
Fitting that he gets back in time for the
game.
Is
that why he's back? Because he didn't want to... Yeah, that's it, right?
It is. It's totally out...
So Carlos did talk to reporters before the game and before the warm-ups and everything. What do we know? You said he's symptom-free.
Yeah, he's symptom-free. The first couple days, he said he had dizziness, he had headaches, his thoughts were slow. He just, you know, he's a quick-thinking guy. And we saw it when he went on TV a few years ago for TBS in the postseason after his first year with the Twins. I mean, he's just great at taking complex things and turning them to layman's terms and doing it quickly. And he said he was just anything but that for two or three days and just in a fog. And, you know, I think when I talked to you guys last week, he was doing okay at the time, but clearly he still wasn't out of it. Like he was walking around, he was smiling, but clearly he said that he wasn't feeling good. But one thing he did was credit the training staff, because he said he felt prepared for basically every step of this, what was going to come next, what to expect, and it made it an easier experience. He said, because this is his first concussion, whereas this is Byron Buxton's third since 2019, you know, this is a new experience for him. And he said that he was as prepared as you can be to handle it. And I think, you know, feels pretty good and fortunate to be back as quickly as he can be.
Update on Byron Buxton. Those two collided, of course. That's what led to the concussion. What do we know about Byron?
Yeah, just Wednesday, because, you know, players are not allowed to talk until they're activated. And so Wednesday, what we were told was that Byron was taking good steps, but he was just a little bit behind Carlos. And I think that's, you know, just a symptom of having previous concussions. He'd had some migraines early on, was feeling slow and groggy, apparently, according to their trainer, Nick Paparesta, but was starting to ramp things up, and that was seen as a good sign. But as far as when, you know, they don't put timelines on these things, especially because all it takes is you waking up the next day after doing some activity and feeling bad and resetting you. So you know, it was good to hear they thought that his progress was good, and he could show up any day, but we won't know until, you know, they have more clarity.
Dan Hayes covers the Twins for The Athletic, and I wanted to give you a minute to talk a little bit about this really great piece you did about LaTroy Hawkins.
Oh, that was so much fun to talk to him. You know, he decided at age 47 to, the way he described it was, to practice what he preached, because he's been talking to his daughter who was going to college that fall, and he was talking to his nephews about the importance of college. And, you know, he had gotten a scholarship to Indiana State, but he really didn't entertain it when the Twins drafted him in the seventh round in 1991. So he decided to go back, and really he went back with no reason other than to go back. Like, this isn't like he's going to get an internship out of this and
right.
for a new career. Right. He's the Twins. He's very happy doing what he's doing, working in baseball. He's doing about 20 games as an analyst. He is a roving instructor and working on their draft. Like, he does, he has his hands in so many different parts of the front office. And beyond that, he does some pitching coach duties for Team USA. So he's satisfied with the career, but he decided to go back to college. He did online because it wouldn't interfere with baseball. He can get up and do early mornings, but, you know, he graduated May 4th, and there's a really cool picture out there of him. And he went to Southern New Hampshire University, which he was pretty honest about it. He said, look, he got into Baylor, he got into Rice after junior college. And he was looking at it, and he's like, look, I'm doing this sort of just to show these guys I can do this, but, like, why would I spend all this money?
Right.
So he chose not to go to Baylor or Rice because, you know, if you're proving a point, I don't think you need to spend $100,000 to prove it.
Those schools are super expensive and very difficult to get into also, Rice and Baylor.
Yeah, exactly.
Difficult.
Yeah, and so it was really funny because he was like, you know, SNHU was like $333 a credit hour. And he's like, so this is much more middle of the road.
Yeah.
And
can I have LaTroy talk to my kids? I mean, I got an NYU and a USC kid. Like, I'm going broke here.
Yeah, that's a good plan. But yeah, he definitely, it was really cool just to talk to him about the whole experience, because he and his daughter got a chance to kind of see eye to eye. She was going through school and struggling herself. And right in the pandemic year, she went as a freshman. She had to move home. Like, she had a rough experience. She's going to go back now, she said, because she's inspired. She's got a full-time job just like him. Doesn't need to go back, but I think she has a better idea of the direction of her life. And it was just a fun story to talk to him about, because that guy's just so fascinating. His social media is amazing.
Yes.
You know, good dude.
He had this great picture, if you're watching us on YouTube right now at the WCCO Radio YouTube. I'm sharing the picture of LaTroy with the whole team.
He got to tour, and they were the national champs in Division II a couple of years ago. He said they have great baseball facilities. It's in Manchester, which is about an hour north of Boston. He went out for the graduation. They had guys had students fill out questionnaires about themselves, and his was so spectacular, you know, a 21-year major league career that they decided to highlight him. And so he has to stand up in the middle of all this. And I think that was my favorite part, was because he didn't tell me this, but his daughter said that he was nervous for graduation. And she's like, wait a minute, you played 21 years in the majors. You're nervous? He's like, yes. And he's like, I haven't been in the limelight in a long time. And so he said, getting back was so weird. He's like, when you're a pitcher, you're looking for the attention. You expect to be booed and yelled at. When you're graduating college, you know, you're just doing this. You're not really doing this for the attention. So a really, really cool story. And I'm just glad he was open to talking about it, because I think, you know, there's a lot of people in the comments, and don't read the comments ever, but, you know, in the comments on this one, people were talking about how they were going back to school, and they graduated at age 52. And he jumped in the comments, and he was congratulating all these people who'd done similar to him. It was really fun to work on.
It's really cool. You can check it out at theathletic.com. Really good stuff. Dan, thank you. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. We appreciate it.
All right, you too. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Jason.
There he goes. Dan Hayes. from The Athletic. We'll take the temperature of the team and get you ready for Tubbsy, the Tubbsy experience coming your way after us right here on CCO.